Okay, so I'm going to introduce Andy. Andy, are you okay to be recorded today?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Take it away.
Hi, my name is Andy. I'm a multifaceted member of this fellowship. I'm a codependent mostly. I've, through my life, evinced aspects of alcohol and drug abuse, and but primarily I feel like I'm a codependent chaos creator and adrenaline addict. And I want to share today on the ninth step promises. I wanted to start out by reading a few things that I've found scattered around in my apartment. I'm either too prepared or not at all prepared. I'm not quite sure which, so I'm just going to jump in. I wanted to start with something I found in my handwriting in the front page of my big book, which is the set-aside prayer in a particular version. God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know for an open mind and a new experience. Help me see the truth about this book, the meetings, the 12 steps, and my disease. My physical craving for adrenaline, my mental obsession to create chaos, the unmanageability of my life, my need to come to believe in a power greater than myself, the failure of my life run on self-will, and my decision to turn my will and my life over to God. That's a really meaningful prayer, and when I saw it again today, it led me to a lot of other things that made me think, oh no, I have 10 pages of stuff to talk about here. But I want to now read the ninth step promises, because that's the focus of my thinking today. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. I'm going to read and then talk about it. This idea of halfway through, I think, is an interesting thing, because I'm not going to be through until I'm dead, I think. And so I don't really see that I'm even close to halfway through, but I'm already amazed. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook on life will change. Fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. I was talking with my sponsor the other day about this share. This is, I think, only the third or fourth share I've done at guest meetings. I'm the co-host of another meeting, and so I'm pretty used to blabbing on Zoom, but to have 20 minutes to talk on my own is a lot of space. My sponsor pointed out that the promises begin and end with the word if, not directly ending, but yes, if we work for them, if we are painstaking. And so I wanted to just go through the prayer a little bit more in detail in relation to my life, because my recovery through this program, as a result of my dedication to the principles and to renewing my relationship with my higher power, has been described in this prayer. That that was a long sentence. I forgot how I started it, but the prayer, in so many ways, I think, lays out how my life has changed. So painstakingly, I've had the feeling at times that I was taking this program not as seriously as some other people, because I didn't have the life and death the life and death threat that some other people actually have in terms of chemical addiction. And then it was pointed out to me that actually the actions of a codependent could in fact lead to death or injury in myself or someone else. And that made me realize, well, yeah, actually the seriousness or the gravity of my condition is only about me and only in reference to me. This program for me is about my illness and for my recovery. And any comparison to anybody else is meaningless and irrelevant. So I'm painstaking in the way that I am, and it has led to an unimaginable recovery and a change in my life that I had not imagined before I started this. And I was realizing that I'd read the book. My late wife began the steps maybe more than 10, maybe 12 years ago, and asked me to buy the book and read it. And I read it, and I don't remember anything about it except that I was thinking, wow, these people had some really intense problems. But the first part was the part that was the important part for me, and I didn't even really catch much of it. I was caught in the ending. So my painstakingness came when my life fell apart. I've always been a kind of happy guy and happy-go-lucky in some ways. And I've had this mental image of my life related to a fishing bobber. I don't know if any of you guys know what a bobber is, but when you go fishing, you have the hook hanging from a plastic float. And for me, the bobber, my bobber would go down underwater and always come back up. And then it did not come back up. Some monster of the deep consumed it and led me to this program. So now I know a new freedom and a new happiness. And I do not regret the past. And I want to know even more than I know now of my past. And I'm recovering memories and recovering awarenesses of how I acted and how I acted out my my illness and how I treated other people and how they reacted to me. But the more I know, the more I am self-aware and the more I can apply that to my recovery. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. I feel like I have the least amount of stress I've ever had in my life. And my life is what I want it to be when I want it to be that. And it could be partly the fact that I live alone and I don't have any family living with me now. But there's a serenity that comes from being with the people you love that is not, yeah, that's a serenity I have when I visit my girlfriend. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. I have the honor and the privilege and the joy of being a professional jazz musician and a university professor. And so I actually talk about the things that I love the most all the time and with gifted young people who are open and interested. And I'm not sponsoring anybody. However, I'm aware that my experience as a recovering codependent in this program offers me so much that I can offer to other people in other parts of life and has in a way really enhanced my diagnostic skill in terms of being a teacher. Maybe this is all sounding a little bit cold and calculated, but I just want to say that My recovery is amazing and I am full of gratitude every day. And I walk down the street just repeating to myself the amazing things that I experience in my life and am sort of puzzled by the fact that that never occurred to me ever before. And that the more gratitude I experience, the more I think about it, the more my life opens up and becomes deeper and more wonderful and more more worth expressing gratitude for. So I was just writing down a few things that I wanted to say that my recovery means. And again, when this idea of being a kind of a 12-step light person, I am very aware now that this is a false notion that in a way is part of my illness, that if I look at myself and my recovery, where I was, what I did, how I hurt people, and where I am now and how I've made amends to people, I realize that that's the measure of the change. That's the measure of the transformation. And that's what the ninth step promises are describing. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, the feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear and has. So I wrote here that I have an awareness of the triggers that used to drive me into insanity. And I have an acceptance of them and I can see what they are. In other words, I had this experience with the first record company executive that gave me a recording deal. He was a French guy who came to visit me in New York. And I was utterly crippled by my codependency. I couldn't be in my own power as a man and as a musician. I was practically melting onto the street at all times, because I had this a way of being. Either I was below somebody because they had something that I wanted and I put myself below them to show them that I was subservient, or I was haughty and full of condescension and even contempt because they had nothing that I could, that meant anything to me. And so this guy, being record company, European jazz guy, just triggered me to the bottom of my my well of codependency. And he was very cool and really actually, I'm sure, saw what was going on and just tolerated me for hours. It must have been excruciating, but he was cool and actually did another record with me. So I think that he was a man who could see through my illness into maybe the core of who I was and recognize that my illness was not who I am. So the triggers that used to drive me totally into crazy behavior are not gone. And I recognize every day that my illness is a lifelong illness, but it's no longer a crippling illness because my surrender to my higher power, my acknowledgement that I can't live on my own power, and the work that I did in the 12 steps has transformed my relationship to my life, my outer life, I guess. So the triggers are there. I see them now more and more for what they are. I actually still have the feelings that they create, but I'm able to actually hold them and say, you are a trigger. And I'm no longer triggered, but I'm going to accept that you're in my life and that you're even generating strong feelings. I wrote this morning that the feeling of fear is now just a trigger. to observe and accept and allow, and that I don't have to act on it anymore. And things that I think I used to identify as fear are clearly now not identified or not being labeled in my mind in that way. Other aspects of my recovery that I see as related to the ninth step promises, that I'm able to live with healthy boundaries and healthy relationships, and that I'm able to use the poor choices of the past and the results of those poor choices as a template for how to make good choices that support healthy relationships and healthy boundaries with all the people in my life, in all the roles that I have in my life. The moral and ethical principles that I always had, but I abandoned them at key times in my life, and now they are rock solid, and I will never drop them again, because the principles of honesty, loyalty, integrity, acceptance, these are now central to who I am. I continually get revelations about how I see my life. And sometimes even in the middle of a sentence, a change comes into my mind and I realize, no, just like the fourth step transformation, where my resentment at somebody becomes the awareness of how I've been that way to other people, these things, it's almost like the fourth step just sort of creates an immediate awareness of where I want to be with that. And I guess I say I intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle me. And I realize God is doing for me what I couldn't do for myself before. And I practice these 12 steps in my life in the way that it seems natural to me, and the daily awareness of what I came through, how I treated people, how I treated myself, and what I have now just continually strengthens my dedication to these principles. And and that's my 2-minute warning. Are these extravagant promises? No, they are being fulfilled. And I feel that, like I said earlier, that halfway through is probably intentionally completely vague, because halfway through will mean anything to anybody whenever they need to think about where they are in things. And I don't think I'm halfway through, but I know that how far I've gone now has utterly changed who I am. And I don't see that as an exaggeration. And fortunately, I have an honest and observant sponsor who remembers a lot more about who I used to be than I do. And he gives me friendly reminders of things that I guess I have not conveniently, but I don't have to think about how far I fell, because I thought about that. I did my fourth step. I did my fifth step. I did my sixth step. I did my seventh step. I am now in a constant state of 10, 11, and 12. And go back through my life. And I actually thought at one point recently, oh no, I have to do amends to that person. And then after a few days, I realized, oh, I did that already. So I don't need to do that anymore. It was my first wife. And I remember that I was doing the steps with Coda then. And I was living in Austria, and I made a very, very concerted effort to meet her when I went to New York City. And so I think that part of my recovery is being comfortable with being recovered, and this gratitude I feel for the transformation of my life strengthens everything, lifts everything up, and my bobber doesn't get stuck underwater anymore. And that creature from the deep that devoured my bobber, I don't know whether he spit it back up or whether God gave me a new one. I think that's what it is. I have a new one. My whole attitude and outlook on life has changed. Fear of people and economic insecurity has left me. And I am deeply grateful for the chance to be part of this fellowship. The last thing I want to say is that I am very aware that every week when I'm at meetings, I'm aware that what I need to hear that day is what people share. And that for me, that's God speaking to me through the fellowship. My regular meeting on Wednesday is a beautifully varied group of people. And from their mouths come the words that change me each time I'm part of the fellowship. And that's a great gift. And I'm really, again, grateful for everything. And I'm grateful to Judith for inviting me to speak here today, and Lonnie for hosting our meeting. And I just want to say, that's about all I have to say now. And I think that was right around 20 minutes. Is that 20 minutes, Lonnie? Okay. Well, it was 18 when my timer went off. So they will always materialize if we work for them, if we are painstaking about this phase of our development. So I want to say the ninth step promises are more meaningful to me now than ever. And thank you for giving me the chance to share that. Over and out.